What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, as we all know, the barbarians are no longer at the gates. They've kicked in the gates, stormed the city, and are wreaking havoc. I've always said this. Eventually, there's going to come a point in time to where women will no longer be spared by the barbarians. And I've also said this. There are going to be men who are already inside the city who are finally going to take retribution. See, not all barbarians were going to be foreign invaders. Oh, no. There were going to be a lot of men who were already in the city who've been so pissed off by the behaviors of said women that they were going to join the barbarians. Here we have it, gentlemen. More and more men who were already in the city have turned their backs and joined the barbarian hordes. Just like the man in this article that was sent to me by Jay White and was published on the 28th of September. Man allegedly chokes woman unconscious and kidnaps her in Parkway Village. You know, the irony, I know exactly where this place is. It's in Memphis. Memphis used to be such a good, clean, wholesome place. Graceland, an amusement park called Liberty Land. However, it has definitely become one of the worst places in America. But that's neither here nor there. A man was in court on Thursday morning after he was accused of strangling a woman unconscious and kidnapping her last month. Kenton Carson, 23, was charged with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated assault. On August 23rd at around 2 p.m., officers say that Carson showed up at a woman's house in Parkway Village unannounced and called her outside to talk to him. Reports state the victim attempted to go back inside the house after talking, but Carson grabbed her by the neck, headbutted her, and choked her until she lost consciousness. When the victim woke up, she was reportedly in the suspect's car at an unknown location on the expressway. Police said the victim jumped from the car and was picked up by a bystander. She was able to call the police in Southwest Memphis. The victim sustained a bruise on her forehead from the assault, according to reports. Gentlemen, there is so much that is not being said with this short article, and I'm definitely going to go into my own personal breakdown. However, I'm going to go ahead and give this a FAFO score of 6. Now, to go into my diatribe and try to ask, what's the story behind the story? We all know that the lamestream media will never actually go into details. The first question that I would have to ask, how did they know each other? Yes, gentlemen, you do not need a crystal ball to predict the obvious. These two knew each other in some way, shape, or form. How do I come to that conclusion? The fact that she actually walked outside of her house to talk to him. Yeah, that shows that these two were not random strangers. How did he know where she lived? Once again, that goes back to my first question. How did they know each other? Second question, why are they not releasing the name of the victim? Very, very interesting. But more questions that need to be answered. However, we all know standard operating procedure of the lamestream media. Make sure the man is made out to be a monster. Don't ask any questions. Now, what were they talking about? That's another important question. Why did he go there? What were they talking about? Like I said, these two knew each other. This was not some random set of events. The fact that she felt comfortable enough to actually walk outside and talk to him, yeah. So, what made him decide to attack her? That's another question that needs to be answered. Why would he do this in the first place? What were they talking about? How did they know each other? But once again, these are questions that, of course, the lamestream media will not ask. However, a guy like me will ask. Why? Because they're trying to paint this as some random attack. No. I don't accept that premise. There was definitely a chain of events that led up to this. But once again, the narrative, woman victim, man perpetrator, don't ask any questions. Oh, hell no. No. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. What are some other questions that if you were investigating, you would ask? Like I said, my initial question, what sort of relationship were they in? How did they know each other? That is the biggest question that needs to be answered. Then you can break it down from there. How did he know where she lived? What were they arguing about? What were they talking about? Which obviously something set this man off to where he decided to attack her. Yeah, ladies, let me reiterate. The barbarians are out to play. And they're not playing if you get my drift. No, a lot of men have been wronged. And guess what? A lot of these men are becoming barbarians and they're going to exact their revenge. It is what it is. And now we have the perfect environment for a lot of men to do just that. So yeah, ladies, you might want to think about the men who you've wronged in the past, because some of those men, guess what? They got their hatchet and they're ready to strike. I'm just the messenger letting you know, yeah, it is dangerous times, ladies. The modern environment has become an all-out war zone. And for all of you women out there who think that you're still, quote unquote, protected by the system and by the restraint of men, you need to understand this quickly. The power you thought you had, and I'm going to admit that is nothing more than fake power. It's a pipe dream. It's all about the system making you believe that no one's going to do anything to you. Oh, no. That is going out. Feminism and the idea that men were going to spare you and not take matters into their own hands when they've been robbed. However, they've been perceived to have the perfect opportunity to exact said revenge. That's going out right along with it. Because like I said, more and more men are breaking those chains of restraint. So yeah, a lot of you women, you've done a lot of bad to a lot of men. And guess what? There's one man out there that's going to be coming for you. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.